Oh, sorry. Didn't see you there. Welcome to our podcast project in Chartres history. Oh, I meant art history with the Chartres Cathedral. Our group is myself, Eric.
Myself, Will.
And Kayla and Emily. Today, we will be talking about the Chartres Cathedral indeed, and the exterior, interior, and just some context about it. So, to start off, the Chartres Cathedral is located just outside of France. It was constructed in 1145, between 1145 and 1155, but then reconstructed between 1194 and 1220 CE, of course. Another name is the Cathedral of Our Lady, styled after Gothic and Romanesque.
Alright guys, we're back from our donut break, but don't worry because the Chartres Cathedral is just like a Gothic cathedral. It has a nave, which is the main building, with two separate aisles, radiating chapels. The cathedral is 430 feet in length, but the nave is 55 feet wide with stained glass that some people say has healing powers, but I don't know if I buy into that. The windows on either side are very, very small, but it is Romanesque, and that means it has round arches.
The Chartres Cathedral is known for its division of three. It's divided into three parts, the left, center, and the right. These are all doorways or portals that focus on Christ's role and tell a story. The right doorway is the birth of Christ, the Annunciation, Visitation, Nativity, and the Presentation in the Temple. The left doorway is Christ before Incarnation. And the center doorway is the Second Coming of Christ, the end of time, and Christ is centered and larger, which has a hierarchy.
There's a single aisle in the nave, but the nave is higher than the aisles, increasing the sense of grandeur and momentumality. 152 of the 176 stained glass windows have survived. The west end of the cathedral contains two different spirals, one conical and one pyramid structure. It contains items of sculpture relief, wood carving, 200 statues depicting over 40 scenes. It is the pathway to understanding the divine. The ceilings are very heavy, made of limestone, with strong walls and columns.
Good point there, Will. Well, to conclude our podcast, you can see the Chartres Cathedral has some strong Gothic styles and has some unique features. Some of those features include the stained glass windows, said to have healing powers, supposedly, the limestone ceiling, the three parts, each telling a story, and just, you know, the whole cathedral as a whole. You know, it's just a great creation to mankind. Unique construction and a magnificent creation.